This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
49ers in shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks to Brian Baldinger joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Came in with He Rocks.
Now, you said something interesting.
I do a lot of the time, but go ahead.
You said, boy, it's not hard to feel like Baldy's not thinking that the Niners are that great.
Not so much that. He talked about they spent the money, where they spent the money, they're paying guys. He said nothing less than a playoff appearance. Miss him with that. And I can appreciate that because when I say stuff like that, well, you kind of said it too. You come at me. But hearing it from Baldy, he's like, nah, miss me with all that. This team, with the talent that they still have, Steiny, and they do have that, man, you better have your ass in the playoffs. And well, I appreciate that. And also, real quick, Steiny, the Pearsall thing. I hope this just is nothing. But when a youngster, and I think we have some sound. I got to be a better host for you and Evan. But we got some sound of his coach, Herm Edwards, talking about, you know, you want to save Pearsall from himself. So I'm just saying, you had this whole offseason. Now it's just OTAs. I get that. But you're dealing with a hammy. That's all. But Baldy didn't like it.
No, I mean, and let me be clear, what I'm thinking right now is, hey, Steiny, are they a Super Bowl contender? The Niners? Not really. No. But what's the goal? Yeah, the goal is to make the playoffs, win the division. That's certainly within the possibility, within the realm of possibility. Yeah. And the other thing is, as of right now, until further notice, their schedule's a joke. Until further notice.
All right.
And I do think
I won't fight
that is
that.
A fair reason to be more optimistic than you might be if their schedule didn't look like it looks. But my question to 49er fans is how, you know, I'm thinking about the Golden State Warriors, all right? And whether you like it or not, they've now had three straight years, 44, 46, 48, 46, whatever it is, mid-40s. That's who the Warriors have been for the last 3 years. And we kind of know where they're at. They've lost two out of the last 3 years in the second round of the playoffs. Can they get over that hump or might they regress a little? I think we know where the Warriors are. The Niners, to me, are not nearly as easy.
Oh, my gosh.
2 years ago, two out of the last 3 years, they were knocking on the Super Bowl door. They didn't get it done. They thought they could make another run at it last year. Some of their decisions backfired. They got the snowball rolling uphill in the wrong direction, and they went 6-11.
Yeah. Nobody had that on the bingo card.
So they've got new personnel. How do 49ers think of this team right now? Are they good? Is it wait and see? Are you excited? Do you think that maybe last year wasn't a mirage? I think it's fascinating because I don't think the Niners are nearly where they were 2 years ago, but things can change and they do have a lot of new pieces, but I just like to get a feel for 49er fans. Let's go to Mr. Jones is in Atlanta. Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? What's going on, hey, man? Hey. Game Bay, Atlanta Bay.
Yeah,
got you. In the house, man.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we're a 10-win team, though, brothers. I feel like we're a 10-win team with a playoff appearance. But I do feel like we're not Super Bowl bound. I'm not even expecting or jumping on the, like, it's Super Bowl or crash type of season, you dig?
Yep.
Like you said, I'm going to just throw this out here to y'all guys. I like the draft pick that we got, but in my mock drafts, on even if y'all even listen on NFL radio, my pick for us was Matthew Golden because I felt like we needed weapons because we were going to pay Purdy. I already knew with Saleh coming back, the defense is going to be right back. Mm. One thing I can tell you, our defense is going to be top five for sure.
Now, why do you say that? Because that scares me more than the offense, man. That man, I feel like Golden, Pearsall is your Golden. The defense is what I think let the Niners down last year, but you feel like they're going to bounce back. Man.
Because like you said, like I said earlier, right, I wanted Golden, but I love the pick. We can't never get enough pass rushers, correct? So up front, we still going to dominate. I believe we're still going to dominate because what did we do? We didn't go out and do what other bad franchises do. We brought the guy back that we went to the Super Bowl with, that we had a top 10 defense with. System back in play. And we still got Fred Bam Bam Warner on the team. You feel me? We didn't lose anything there. But we did lose Debo. I like a dude that can go take somebody's bite, punk. You feel me? But we didn't replace that. So, with us not replacing that, I feel like we're going to be a defensive-dependent team, run the football, and Purdy, of course, that's why we're playing, because Purdy isn't going to throw the game away. But we did lose a playmaker.
All right. Go
ahead.
Yeah.
No, thanks, Mr. Jones. Good stuff.
Me and Mr. Jones, but he didn't mention my guy, Stoney. And the guy
Hold on.
You should. I'm shocked that it's even. No, he's not on the team anymore.
Well, then what's he matter? Whoever it is.
Greenlaw.
Yeah, he wasn't on the team last year.
And that's why I think it had a lot to do with them going 6-11.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean? So
then they're
going to
go 6-11 again because he still ain't on the team.
Golden. Well, you know what? If Pearsall's not healthy, I'm assuming health. Golden's the last thing you need. You need to build this defense back up. But let's be honest. It's the whole Phil Jackson thing, right? Could he have coached the Sacramento Kings if he didn't have Kobe, Shaq, Jordan, and Pippen? Like, you are a product of, you know, what you have at your disposal.
When do you stop missing a guy? How long? How many years?
Until you replace him. Until you're like, you know what? They got something substantial. Or, yeah, it'll never be him or maybe even better. But when you watch this team, stop the run and be stout. At the linebacker position.
Do they miss Patrick Willis?
Of course they do.
Even though it's been 9 years.
When they were playing in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, I would have said no. But I'm just saying, Stoney, my biggest question mark is not Purdy. We can do health as well for every team in the NFL. I just want to see, and this trade for Huff helps. Baldy told us he only had 2.5 sacks last year. Maybe the Eagles were playing him out of position. But the Niners feel like, you know what? We know we need – we need to get nasty up front, and hopefully this will help.
Here's the way I look at it, Goo. You know who's
going to
be?
There's a chance.
You know who's going to be by far, without a doubt, no questions asked, Stone Cold Lock, the easiest player to replace. Dre Greenlaw. He played a half last year.
Right, but your defense,
so
the
you
win
can't
is,
miss something that only played two quarters.
But you can look at me
I'm
with
not,
those lovely
I'm not even
shades
gonna look at you.
And tell me, glasses, Stoney, that the defense never mirror what it was. Why is that? Well, what? Give me a reason. Just say, hey, Goo, you know what? They did miss them.
I'm not going to say that.
Because you don't want to, and you're being a jack, you know what.
No, I'm saying, okay, they missed him last year. What are you going to say it again? If their defense is bad, oh, well, we didn't have Greenlaw. They traded Greenlaw.
No,
well,
but if we watch this defense did. And the linebackers outside of Kurt Warner not do what they do and teams are just gashing them, we'll be able to come in and say, hey, they haven't found a
Does it matter at all? Does it matter at all if Greenlaw is good or bad at his destination?
See, no, I don't care. Well,
what if he stinks? And they made the right decision. Yeah. What if he's washed, as they say?
But what about my old adage?
Which one?
What was he when he was in our uniform last, outside of injury?
You know what? You're right. 3 years ago, he was a hell of a player. Somebody's saying that Greenlaw has been hurt for 2 years. Was he hurt the year before last year? Was he banged up?
Well, the year they went to the Super Bowl, if he was hurt or not, Stoney, he played enough for them to get back to the Super Bowl, and I looked at that team when he ran out on the field before he did what he did and got hurt. They had dogs.
And they didn't get it done. So how much bark could they have had? You're listening to 95.7 The Game on Odyssey Station, and we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Another thing Baldy said I find not fascinating, Stoney. Damn, the Rams did win the division with only 10 wins. And I know that was just last year. But if you're telling me, because it sounds like you're saying, Goo, the best thing going for the Niners right now is their 2025 schedule. I know they can be some worst to first or what have you. But again, he talked about Arizona improved everywhere. And you play them in the first 3 weeks, along with Seattle. You open up at Seattle. You got New Orleans in transition. But, man, Steiny, 10 wins is all it took in this division last year. So you may be on to something. But that was last year.
Yeah, I mean, 5-1-0, Greenlaw's never had a healthy season, according to the text line. What was I going to say about the Rams? Oh, so if I were to ask you, and I'm going to be honest, if I were to ask 49er fans, the optimistic ones, what's the biggest reason for optimism this year as of right now?
I got it.
And you know what I would say right now? The biggest reason for optimism, at least right now from what I see, the schedule.
That is, wow.
It's the schedule right now.
I hate that, but I get it. Ask me mine.
What's yours?
Kyle Shanahan.
Oof.
Kyle Shanahan, Steiny. If I'm wrong and that window is truly shut or closer to being closed, then, this is something that they've got to evolve in. This is, might be a year, another year. Nobody wants to hear that, but I'm betting on Kyle. I'm betting on Kyle that he said, you know what? It's time to part ways with Debo, some other players, household names. His binky with Juszczyk. Stoney, what do you say to that? I'm banking on Kyle to have a bounce back from a year that started. Now, I'm not taking anybody off the hook, but if you look at his track record, the bounce back sometimes is bigger better than when you're picked to be Billy Badass.
I look at Shanahan as just a constant. I guess coaches can have good years and bad years.
He had last year?
Well, he had a bad year because it's chicken, egg, chicken. Oh, you can't say he had a great year. They were 6-11. Mm-hmm. But that's why you say he had why people say he had a bad year, just because of the team's record. I feel like Shanahan, we know who he is. We've seen him operate.
Would
for
you call
eight
him
years.
A winner? I am.
Of course.
Okay, and that's why, I guess, Donnie, that's where I'm going more so than you in regard to the schedule.
But he's, 8 years? Four playoffs, yeah. Four non-playoffs.
He inherited a mess.
Okay. And that's all.
Took him to Super Bowl 19.
That's all fine and good. And nobody in your book, nobody in your book gets more credit for losing a Super Bowl than Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. After all, let's not forget, earlier in the show, you once again referred to them as a dynasty without a title. But that's fine.
No, it was making a comparison. It's the closest thing to who's won more than the Chiefs? Outside of the Chiefs, it's the Niners. And had they won two damn games in the Super Bowl, we could make the case that they got something going.
Right. And in your mind, they're all wearing rings.
No, they're not.
49er fans, the ones who are optimistic, give me the biggest reason why you're optimistic. And if you want, give me one reason why you might be a little pessimistic about this team. For me, the optimism starts with the schedule. And there may be things that start to go their way early in the season, and we'll start to realize maybe, you know what, Pearsall's pretty good. And then that is something that you can feel confident about. My skepticism, my pessimism would come because this team is significantly different than the last 3 years. And they've got to incorporate more players this year probably than in any of the past 3 years. They're going to go into the season with a little bit of a wide receiver issue, you would figure. And I got to see it first. I got to see it first before I start thinking that this team is the team of 2 or 3 years ago when it was realistic to think they could win a Super Bowl.
Okay, let me do this to you. Let me throw this at you, see if you could catch it. Let's remove us from this market in this station. I know a lot of people would be happy, but let's do this for this exercise. If I was in a different market and we talked about their football team and I said the best thing going for said team coming into this season is their schedule, wouldn't that fall under kind of pessimism?
To me, it falls under uncertainty. I have no idea what or who this team is.
But why do you look at the schedule then and say?
Because the schedule's a joke.
And you don't know that yet. First three games are division games. I hear you.
Guru, they play division teams every year. Okay? They're always going to play Seattle twice, Arizona twice, the Rams twice.
My point is those teams are former. I think the division's better.
It might be. But all I'm saying is 49ers could go 10-7 or 11-6 next year, win the division, and get rolled in the playoffs because guess what? Maybe they'll fool us, kind of like the Warriors fooled us when they were beating teams that were eminently beatable, and maybe we thought they were a little better than they were when they started winning with Jimmy Butler. Okay. And as we watch the 49ers next year, I see a scenario in which, okay, they beat Tennessee, they beat Jacksonville, this team's good. Well, let's wait and see. We're going to have to wait and see till the postseason.
Yeah, and I'll just fight you on the Warrior comp.
If they make it.
Yeah, no, I'll fight you on the Warrior comp only because, and I know the Niners made a move today for Huff, former Eagle Steiny, but the bottom line, to bolster their defensive line, hopefully, but I didn't like how you said put the Warriors in there.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sorry. Their best player got hurt. So all bets were off in regard to where it took you to. Right. We watched where it took you to. 23-8, and there's a lot that'll say they probably would have beat Minnesota, neither here nor there. So I think that's different than where the Niners are.
If you're going to say that, then I'll say they were 133-point game from Buddy Hield away from getting beat in the first round. Buddy Hield doesn't have 33 in game 7 against Houston. They lose that series.
I hate that.
I'm only going to go there when you say, they'd have been in the Western Conference.
Do you think we'll take calls or even a text? I haven't seen one that says I'm confident because of the defense or the offense. I have yet to see that. I've said the coach. You said the schedule. I'm just wondering how many Niner fans are out there that could pick the horn up or call us or contact us and let us know, no, this is the unit or this is the guy why I feel like the Niners have action.
This from the 650, Robert Saleh is a reason for optimism. Robert Saleh, the new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, if you're Huff, you had 10 sacks under him. So, you know what I mean?
Can somebody help me out there?
You only got me or Evan.
It feels to me like the 49ers over the last 4 years have signed, I don't know, 17 defensive ends at some point. Remember when Chase Young was signed?
Randy Gregory.
Gregory. Leonard Floyd. Ebukam played a little bit.
And remember, I kept saying,
there
hold on.
There's so many of them.
Don't forget Hargrave. This is supposed to be a position of strength.
But didn't he play in the middle?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the you know, a guy opposite Bosa. Can somebody play as far away from Bosa as the other end of the line so that he can have a good year.
You're more confident, because I have my answer after you go, in the O-line or D-line right now today on this lovely Friday?
The D-line, because...
Oh, my gosh.
Because your best defensive lineman is your best player of all your linemen, offensive or defensive. Nick Bosa is great.
He was not great last year.
He's your best player. He's still your best player on both sides of the line, and that includes Trent Williams as far as I'm concerned. That's just me.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
And I include...
So you think Trent Williams had a better year?
No, I think McCaffrey's your best player.
No, you said line.
Yeah.
You said what worries you more? No, which line?
And my answer was the O-line.
Okay.
And I feel like you got more confidence.
I said the O-line.
You said D-line because Bosa's your best player.
That's why I said the D-line. I have more confidence in the defensive line because of all your linemen, the best lineman is Bosa, who plays on the defensive end.
Okay, and so, why I disputed that is because he hasn't. We just talked to Baldy's down, and we watched the season, or the last two, if you want to get technical. I don't think he's playing like your best
player.
Who's
got the highest ceiling of anybody on the offensive?
Now, that's a different question.
Well, that's what I'm banking it on. I think the best player on the line, either offensive or defensive, right now for the Niners is still Nick Bosa. If we had a draft.
Now, that's different.
Well, it isn't different. I'm just saying
I'm talking
their
about
best.
Now.
Yeah, I think their best. Who had a better year than Bosa? Dominic Pooney? Maybe. But I'm still taking Bosa.
But Trent Williams had some off-the-field issues and deaths in the...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Stoney.
He's not...
I want it to be Bosa, and so do they. But until we see it, that's going to go a long way on how successful this team could be.
We have seen it.
By both. Trent Williams and...
Right. And Bosa's probably more likely to do it again because he's still in his prime. If you're saying, what are you more worried about, it would be the offensive line. But I'm not saying I think the defensive line is going to be absolutely incredible.
There's four more guys to go along with their greatness. And I just feel like on that O-line, you know, I know that people throw a lot of eggs at it, but it's damn near the same O-line since 19. It's always nothing to write home about, but they get it done enough for the team to get to the Super Bowl and have a chance to win.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, we just had Brian Baldinger on. A great interview, talked a lot of aspects of the 49ers. If you want to listen to it, just download that Odyssey app and hit the rewind. But we're talking about your optimism or pessimism level for the San Francisco 49ers. And my main point is, and feel free to disagree with me, is I have no idea what to expect from this team.
And I wonder if the coaches feel that way. You know, they can never say that.
I mean, I'm sure Kyle feels pretty good about the offense, if for no other reason than at this particular moment, McCaffrey's healthy, Purdy's signed, sealed, and delivered, Kittle's coming off a hell of a year.
Your young receiver has a hamstring issue right now. I mean, let's be honest, that's another rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I mean, man, Pearsall, if this were a batting lineup, Steiny, he's batting third. Like, I know they, oh, what about your seventh? We'll work you in. And hope you, man, but with everything that's happened with Ayuk and Debo being jettisoned out of here, I mean, it's his time right now.
What is it? Today's what? May 30th?
Just call it June.
When's the first regular season game in the NFL?
I want to say September 7th.
September?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Let's say September 7th, June, July, August.
What are you doing?
I think I'm going to give Ricky Pearsall the benefit of the doubt and say, I think the hamstring will be okay in 3 months.
Well,
I know, we thought that about McCaffrey.
The great Laurie Matthews wanted me to ask you, who do you have more confidence in, the D-line coach or the O-line coach for the Niners?
Kocerek.
All right.
He's the guy who everybody seems to love. Did you really ask me that?
She asked it on the chat.
Did you really have to repeat it?
You did. You asked her.
I know. It's funny, though. You just asked me if I had more confidence in the offensive line coach or the defensive line coach.
Which was the cousin of the conversation we just had. And you nailed it.
I'm
come on now.
I'm equally uninterested in both. Maybe that, but I see Tony and Javier. We'll get to you on the other side. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. A couple things going on. They signed, or they're going to trade for Bryce Huff, played for the Eagles last year. Jets a couple years ago. They're in the process of making that move. Ricky Pearsall's got a hamstring injury. He won't do much until training camp. Jake Moody is a story. He's worked on his, what do they call it when a kicker is set up, his delivery? He's going from a three-step kick to a two-step kick.
I would call that form.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. You've never, like my boy Carrington Galloway, G-Force Transportation,
sure,
kicked for the College of San Mateo, one of the few black field goal kickers in the Bay Area in history. Started, he could kick. So we'd go out and have you ever kicked a ball off a tee, like a field goal attempt or extra point?
Yes.
How'd you do?
Not well.
I don't know why I think you're lying.
I tended to kick it with the toe.
Okay.
You know, and
so you had cleats on?
No. Never owned a pair of cleats.
Hold on a second. I hope you did.
Football,
you had to have cleats.
Never wore metal cleats.
Well, those are spikes.
They didn't allow spikes in Mighty Might Baseball when I played. Only the rubber spikes. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, OTAs, they'll pick up next week again. And Ricky Pearsall, who's worried? You are.
No.
What did
Bondi say? He didn't like it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, come on.
Who's going to say, you know what? What a great break for the Niners. It's just a wonderful offseason. Ricky Pearsall just got hurt. Of course it's a blow. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm fed up with all this vibe crap. We want buckets, Steph.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that one didn't age well.
That's not who I am. It's when Evan plays,
we're Warriors!
I think it's a perfect indication of who you are.
Hey, I know we're talking Niners, Steiny. I'm going to pay you and Evan today if we get together. I got outstanding.
Which one?
You don't even remember.
Of course I don't. You lose track when you're 72-3.
Evan, I done forgot. It might be a different show. It was
the Warriors weren't going to win the title. That's another win for me.
But them just giving OC a chance. I would have loved to
see O'Connell?
No, OKC. The Warriors. They play a different brand of offense, man.
Evan. Come on, Evan. You were ridiculing callers yesterday, raking them over the coals with his take. But because it's Guru,
I listened.
You can't possibly have watched that series and think the Warriors are going to beat them.
Hold on. The bar of the day yesterday was Evan, and I visualized it. Pod's bringing it up. I said, oh, dude, they got some dogs, man. Their defense is more impressive than their offense.
Would Steph Curry have been able to bring it up court against OKC?
Pick any one of their hyenas.
Dude, wow, man.
And you know what? Hyenas, they kill wolves.
And I hate on your boy with the headband.
Boy with the headband.
Won a ring with the Lakers.
Caruso.
Man, oh, man. His hand game. He's handsy. They're all handsy.
That's another one.
Dude, man.
I can remember 2 years ago saying, a guy like Caruso. Oh, he stinks. He stinks. He's terrible. You know, he's terrible. I'm like, hey, I like him. Myers ought to hire me.
Now, what's this mean? Evan, remind Guru how he and Steiny are snitches.
It is funny how you just mentioned Myers. I think I have it right. Yeah, here we go.
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy and Noni's feather. Who's pushing the
That's
button?
That's Evan.
Yeah, Evan. That's okay, your boy, Evan.
You guys snitched me out to Bob Myers in less than 5 seconds. He couldn't even finish the question.
Bob needed help. Evan, I misunderstood. It wasn't about snitching on you.
I misunderstood. That was an
you
honest mistake.
You said it, and then I said it.
It was an honest mistake on my part.
Let's hear it again.
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy and Noni's feather. Who's pushing the
That's
button?
Evan.
Yeah, Evan. That's your boy, Evan.
Oh! Thanks, guys.
Just ran Evan over on Highway 880 with that one. I feel bad, but you said it first.
I made a mistake. I made an honest mistake. I apologize. What about you?
I was
you were right
Bob.
On my heels.
I was helping Bob out. He needed a name.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mr. Javier in Vacaville.
Yeah.
What's up, Javi?
He knows the stuff.
How you doing, Mr. Simons, Mr. Darryl Guru Johnson? Hey, let's put the rat on the table, man, right now.
Sponsored by Atco Pest Control, all yours.
That's right. Shout out to them. Now, like I was saying, they had what I would call a overpay for Purdy at 10 million per. I think he's worth 43, not 53. I was very disappointed in the release of Malik Collins and Leonard Floyd. They had no defensive line depth. But just shout out to that movie, Dumb and Dumber. When Lloyd Christmas is talking to Mr. Harry, just when I thought you couldn't get any dumber, you go and totally redeem yourself and get your man rights up. Today is a great freaking day for the 49ers. If you guys aren't excited the way you need to be excited, wake your game up, turn up a notch. I'm telling you, gentlemen, this is a underrated, humongous move opposite Bosa. Man, when Robert Saleh comes back in the building, man, we're like Mac J really feeling ourselves and getting our swag back. I'm telling you. Gentlemen, I was so underwhelmed by we got no D-line depth. We got no passers outside of Bosa. To get him in this type of trade, a mid-round pick, this late, I mean, any restructure to take a pay cut, we might be lacking maybe one or two defensive tackles, more or less one veteran, I'll say at the most. But this is like when Dumb and Dumber said, you went and totally redeemed yourself. John Lynch, you redeemed yourself, brother. I appreciate you. We're our fans. Shasky, all you guys, please. I can't wait to hear what you gotta say. This is a great freaking movie. And it's my mom's birthday. Shout out to my mom.
Happy birthday,
Mom. Javi, I got a question for you.
He's fired up.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many defensive linemen are they going to sign to play opposite Bosa? and then they get blamed because Bosa doesn't play well.
Oh, way to be Debbie Downer. Are you saying in his career or are you saying this season?
That's who he is.
I'm saying, you know, if it's not Huff, it's Leonard Floyd, it's Chase Young. Come on. If he were doing his job, they wouldn't need it.
80% effort in the relax. Hey, I'll tell you this, Bo. If Chase Young was doing what he's supposed to do in the championship game, in the Super Bowl, he would have got a fat paycheck from the 49ers. It wasn't because of Nick Bosa not doing what he's supposed to. Now, Leonard Floyd, I don't want to release Leonard Floyd. I think it was a cap casualty. I think they could have afforded him. They paid 43 for Purdy. They kept Floyd and Malik Collins. I think our defense would have been set. But this takes away 50% of that loss. I'm saying right now, Bryce Huff is a guy. Bryce Huff is a guy, a real guy. They get a defensive tackle off.
I'll tell you what.
A veteran.
Hey, Javi, thanks. No, I'll tell you what.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Baldy said Bosa. I asked him. Bosa should be happy with this signing, too.
Who cares? He probably liked the Floyd signing, the Ebukam signing.
No, he wants some help signing.
Of course he does.
And it sounds like Robert Saleh and Huff, they got a rapport. I didn't have sacks 2 years ago.
I actually do think we should put it in the cap.
Javi with the
that
record.
Javi is the first caller to say this was a difference-making move.
Yeah.
And if you're not aware, the 49ers are in the process of trading for Bryce Huff, played for the Eagles last year, and then the Jets the year before. So obviously Robert Saleh is familiar with him.
Well, he was down on the position as a whole, and this move has got him back like he used the Dumb and Dumber reference. Now he looks at this unit differently, Stoney. And that's what you asked for with a trade.
Well, but we must allow for the fact that it's possible this guy could stand.
Hello.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it looks like
the other seven apparently have not been able to get it done long term on that side of the defensive line. How come? Why haven't they settled in on a guy?
But Chase Young, to me, is not an okay Super Bowl.
Yeah, he played seven games or whatever it was.
Oh, man.
I kind of wanted to talk about this. I want to switch to this.
Yeah.
Did you hear you got called out last night? Kind of.
Oh, boy. What? Let me guess. Hold on.
Yeah.
Priest.
No. Pascal Siakam.
How's that got anything to do with me?
He addressed.
I saw it and heard it.
Yeah, it may as well have been you asking the question. All right, so Goose says to me about 10 minutes ago, Steiny, you shocked the Knicks won? No! I'm not shocked the Knicks won. They were playing a home game 5. It take it to the bank.
They could have laid down.
Just no team lays down unless they're the Wolves. Okay. Listen to Pascal Siakam.
All right.
And just
I got you.
Just take note.
I got you.
How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible not fight hard enough in games?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in the game, though. That's basketball.
In game 5,
you're
saying
you're good, bro. You're looking for something, I know, but damn. No, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Why won't you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy?
Well, he's famous now.
Oh, he is? What's his name?
No, I'm just, whoever he is. He's probably at the job cooler. Everybody
I'm
like
Batman.
That. Yes. That was just a misunderstanding.
No, it wasn't.
I think the reporter thought that Siakam was saying they didn't bring it. And Siakam was saying they wanted it, you know, they fought harder than us. And that's not an admittance of quit. And I think the reporter took it as such. I'm team Siakam on that.
Well, that'll be the first time.
Oh, my God.
It will.
Because so you heard that and thought about your old pal.
Absolutely.
Me. You are something
absolutely.
Else.
Steiny.
There's something else.
What
man.
Was it? Oh, Warriors. How could they lose game 5 to the Rockets? They could have ended the series.
Oh, I never. Man.
Okay, well, the Rockets were playing more desperate and
Warriors missed every shot in the fourth quarter.
They outworked them. Let me tell you, okay, let me tell you what happens in sports sometimes, Goo. And people who played the game know. There are times when you come out to play a game and you're ready and you think you're prepared and you've dotted your I's and you've crossed your T's and you go out and you're prepared to perform at a high level, and then you start to play and you realize, wow, they've got four or five guys that are playing at a level that we didn't anticipate or we didn't think was possible. And so you get in that game and you just, there was, I'd like to use the word desperation.
I get it. It didn't go the way you wanted.
The idea that the New York Knicks can be eliminated with a loss and they're playing at home, you do realize that it's impossible for the Pacers to create that sense of desperation because they have three games to play with.
Oklahoma City did it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's why they are the best team in the league.
Now hold on. They went 7 with Denver. Let's slow down on giving them that. Because nobody was running around here with ice cream cones saying, that when...
Steiny, well, what does that say about Minnesota?
I told you
that
we quit. Oh, you didn't tell me you were there?
Now it comes out.
Oh, man.
That's shtick.
What shtick?
They didn't quit. I'm just saying that should get you off my back.
That's a big shtick. But don't just...
Okay, you know what? As long as we're doing this...
Stop thinking about me outside of work.
No, I'm
going to
think about you.
I'm not the internet.
I have to think about you when you're not here. All right, so I think about you a lot.
Wow.
So, don't think for a minute I've forgotten all during the regular season. Steiny, it's the regular season. OKC, I mean, they're young. Steiny, They lost in the second round last year. I mean, so 68 wins. I don't. That doesn't mean anything.
Keep going.
Goo, they are a great team.
You didn't hear me five minutes ago?
They've been the best team in the NBA all year long. And now, but here's the thing. Now they got to the finals, and you're going to be like, yeah, boy, they're good now. It's like, no, they've been good all year.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks for coming to the party.
But I'm different
than you. But you're like a Dodger fan. You're late.
No. Hey, I'm different than you. I'm Mr. Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State.
Yeah.
And they have showed me that what they have done, which was stellar. My only thing was like, okay, let's see you do it.
And they did.
And I kind of was like, expecting
it. But who are you to even ask them?
We'll see.
Well, it's the same thing with Minnesota. They didn't do it.
That's right.
And that's a disappointment.
It is, but right. Was Oklahoma City not a better team than Minnesota?
Oh, no doubt.
Okay.
But they set the bar, OKC, Stoney, and Evan, so high. I was just like, man, is it too high? And they told me, goo, nah. We got this. And let me tell you something else.
Right. So
they're not going anywhere.
Oh.
And they got draft picks.
But I'll tell you what.
Have you looked at the next 3 years for them?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, next year, if they win 68 games and they go into the postseason, you'll say, Steiny, Denver took them to seven last year.
I'm just saying, put respect on Denver's name.
No.
And I told you this.
And why'd they take them to seven?
This is my bar.
Why did Denver take them to seven?
They're about to embark on a Warrior run. This started in 2014. I said it. They got the ingredients,
you
man.
You said the same thing about
and
Denver 2 years ago
capital.
And Boston last year.
Everybody and nobody wants to be greedy. You don't
why did?
Get,
let me ask you this.
Ready.
Let me ask you this. Another bad take from you.
Who?
Why did Denver give the Oklahoma City Thunder such a battle? Why?
Just matchups.
No. Adelman.
Are you kidding me?
Evan, if I could, this guy,
the
if I could.
Coach?
I want to just,
no,
I want to throw him to the ground right now, radio. You don't even mean that.
Right now.
Worst
Archie
take of the year.
Bunker?
Put your glasses on.
Alfred E. Newman all of a sudden is Larry
they
Brown.
They have the Kronkies, God love them.
Stop.
They have the guts to see that this thing is going down the toilet. And they fire Mike Malone with 4 games left.
Who has a ring?
You are just, oh my God, I can't
make
believe it.
That Mike Malone would have had it. They would have won game 7.
Oh my
okay.
God.
They would have won game 7.
Yeah,
if
okay.
You wouldn't have
they wouldn't
the
have even been
from,
in that series. They would have lost in the first round.
How do you know? You do not
know. Because I
know.
Because
no.
They played
you're
better.
Sometimey
yeah.
And act like you got sources in Denver.
I got
I
sources all over.
The game 7, Michael Malone would have had his team ready to win. Why didn't he earn that
you
chance?
You think Denver would have beaten the Clippers if they would not have fired Mike Malone?
Yes, sir. I don't put that. I'm not going to diss Malone and be like the weather and change like you do because you read an article.
Did they fire Jokic?
Exactly.
Did they fire Aaron Gordon?
Exactly.
Did they fire Jamal Murray?
Oh, my hamstring all of a sudden
I have no idea
now.
What
Jamal
your point
Murray.
Is right now.
Jamal quit on Michael Malone.
That's right.
So
fire Jamal Murray?
No, shame on
so did Jokic.
Falling for that. No, they didn't. They played hard.
They played harder for Adelman.
Yeah.
Yes
they
or
won
not?
The first round because they were a better team than the Clippers,
hello?
Not because they fired their head coach.
They
now
beat the Clippers because they were galvanized
Stoney.
After they had
what's in your
not
cup?
Played hard for their coach.
Were they not galvanized in the second round?
I want no
they
part
have,
of
you, that. They were they had lost like 9
yeah,
they
pushed
of 15.
Them to 7 because they were really good.
And uh-huh. You sound like you're talking about a rec center team.
So Michael Malone was getting the most out of that
he's
team.
He's got a ring in
I
his man.
I don't care.
I don't care. Why
so,
don't you
so
care?
So because you have a ring, you can't fire a guy?
No, it's just give him the
do
benefit
believe,
of the doubt.
He had lost a team.
You don't know that.
Well, why did they fire him?
Because accountability.
Why did they
more from
fire
his
him?
They also fired the GM. They
exactly.
Wanted all of them out of there.
Exactly. And how did it work?
But I don't live my life like
they
that.
They got to the second round.
I
don't
act like I know what it is. Michael Malone, you're now a bum when I've heard
nobody said he's a bum.
Because I've heard
change,
you say he was a great coach.
He is a great coach.
Don't sound like you're talking
every
about him
coach
as a great coach
loses
right
his
now.
Voice at some point.
Yeah.
Every coach.
Yeah. I know Jamal Murray dogged it, and as soon as he got the new coach, he was back.
Well,
game 7, Mike Malone, Evan, I believe would have
no,
had
you're
him.
Right. You're right. They made the wrong choice.
Whether they fired the coach or not, they still have the best player on the damn planet. You're acting like Nikola Jokic isn't still going to average 30, 10, and 10 every single game he walks into.
I'm telling you that the direction they were going, they knew they were going nowhere in the postseason.
Malone would have had him in the same spot.
That's what this boils down to. No chance.
No, my point is that you're giving more credit to a guy that's coached four games, even in the regular season.
And then
throwing away the fact that they have a great team.
And just kicking Malone, throwing him into the bay.
For you guys not to see that Denver probably played its best basketball in the postseason.
That's like blaming the Warriors losing four games on Steve Kerr.
Stoney's a guy.
So just say they shouldn't have fired Malone.
What I'm saying is
the head coach is not as important as the best damn player. Can you listen to what I'm saying?
If a coach loses the team and another coach comes in and they have more confidence in him, chances are that team's going to play
better. You say it all the time. The head coach gets too much credit or too much blame. You're giving too much credit to Adelman is all I'm saying.
I'm shocked.
Mike Malone clearly had lost the team.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay. What are you saying?
I'm saying you're giving too much damn credit to a guy that has never coached a basketball game in his life before this year.
Without any inside knowledge.
I'm saying they play better under Adelman than Malone. Well, I mean, there's no doubt, and you're okay with it. Welcome to pro sports, Goo.
Well, that ain't how it works here.
Welcome to pro sports.
That's not how it works in the Bay with Kerr.
What are you saying? What are you saying? It doesn't work that way with
Kerr. We know who the sheriff is.
What does that mean?
The prisoners don't run the asylum. They got to say, but the fact that you're up here, it sounds like you're an advocate for all of the players because the coach might have been too hard on them. You sound like, hey, guys, hey, Johnny, that's okay. Double thumbs up. We'll just get them fired, and then this new coach will have this guy in the Bay thinking he did it. He didn't do a damn thing.
Michael Malone didn't do a thing?
Michael Malone would have won that. Michael Malone would have won game seven.
I can't wait for his reemergence. Right, and he'll be a good coach. He had been there 10 years. They tuned him out.
Coach for 2 weeks.
And they played great, Goo. And if you can't see that they played greater. They played with more effort under Adelman. That's obvious to the naked eye.
Jamal Murray showed up. He was available.
He played possum for whatever reason. Yeah, for whatever reason, Michael Malone was not maximizing the Denver Nuggets at the end. I don't know why. I don't know why.
But you really believe they wouldn't have got nowhere near close to that?
I think they would have lost in the first round of the Clippers and maybe in like four or five games. I really do. Mm. They were going nowhere. They were in a malaise. But we can talk about this other thing. So if a coach loses a team, what are you supposed to do? It became obvious Jamal Murray wasn't playing, and I don't even know if this is true, wasn't playing hard for Malone.
Or playing at all, Stein.
The level that the team is playing at, the owners and front office say, we're not playing at the level we should be.
Okay, but you fired your GM too, so things were...
Because they were...
It wasn't just all the players. And my point is, if you won for me, and I've seen you win, I'm not taking you out of the most important part of the season for you to work your magic.
With a ring should ever be fired.
No, I'm not saying.
Yes, you are.
No, you're making it sound like that. And that's too simple.
Stop. You're going to finish
this season out. I'm not doing what Denver did. And that's why everybody was shocked. And that's why their ass lost.
So now they lost because they fired Malone.
Jokic looked confused with that fierce defense. Okay, when does Jokic look regular and mediocre? Like, okay, see, that defense, they did that to Jokic. I mean, they can do it to anybody. My point is, my boy deserved better. And if Murray was healthy, oh my gosh, Michael Malone, maybe they win game seven.
He didn't. He got what he deserved because he was fighting with the GM. They didn't talk. They didn't respect each other. And coincidentally, they weren't playing well or hard for Malone. They got rid of them both. And you know what? They started playing better.
I'm shocked that you're caping up for Malone.
How many people had the Clippers beating Denver in the first round? Most.
Right.
Exactly. But Denver won. Denver, everybody said, best series, Denver, LA. Don't LA, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. I'm just saying, they beat them. Denver beat LA.
James Harden, game seven.
And I want to.
And Evan, don't think I don't notice what's going on either.
Dude, I can't. That hurt me. That's your worst take in our 7 year, 8 year relationship. That you act like if they. Well, okay.
There's a couple contenders.
We'll talk about it later. But
yeah. Yeah, okay.
I just. No, sometimes I don't know who you are.
Put your arms down. I'm not in this one. Oh my gosh. I'm doing homework on the other side, and you're all in trouble.
Oh, deep dive.
That segment was brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
I'm Batman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.